What's one thing that we all have in common? One thing that brings us together? One thing that we can't live without? The answer is food. Now sit back and discover local restaurants, meet interesting people, learn new food facts, and explore delicious recipes. This is the Love KC Food Show.
Good afternoon, Kansas City. When I think of Kansas City in that intro, I think of Bill Grigsby and Price Chopper. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Price Chopper.
Bill. Absolutely.
Yep, time to tailgate in Kansas City. Isn't it, Brian? It's so pretty outside. The Chiefs are playing on Sunday.
The Chiefs play on Sunday. No tailgating then. It's a away game.
But... Oh, they still do.
Oh, I know they
don't
do.
Don't people go?
Well, absolutely. You know, tailgating doesn't just mean going to the stadium. It means you can tailgate
but
anywhere
don't, there are fans
that you want.
I believe that go to Chiefs Stadium.
You're one of those guys.
On away games. Is that right? Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Do they charge them parking? That's one thing I've never wanted to know.
I don't know that. I don't know the answer to that.
Do you know? Do you know if they charge them parking? No idea.
I have no clue.
All right. But it's time to tailgate in Kansas City. And if you want to find a great spot to tailgate, where do you go, Brian? What do you think?
Well, if it's me,
yeah.
If I'm cooking,
yeah,
then I can do my stuff. But if it's for a large group or maybe like 10 people, or you want to get something good. Now, Drew,
yeah,
let me just throw a couple of ideas out there for you, right?
All right.
So let's say that you wanted to go tailgate.
Yes.
Would you go get Chinese?
No. I mean, no. I don't want to make...
I hope not.
I can't even imagine. I got to be honest. There's nothing in me just doesn't...
For some reason...
I don't know why, but...
It doesn't work.
Not that I don't like the food.
I love the food.
But
I absolutely love the food. But for tailgating...
Yeah.
Not really.
Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
So, you know...
To be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Wednesday thing.
But...
I like that.
But if you were going to try to get something else, you'd be like, okay.
Right.
Barbecue.
Oh.
What are we the hub of here in Kansas City?
There's no way around it.
We are the hub of barbecue.
For sure.
Per capita, Kansas City has more barbecue restaurants than anywhere else in the country.
And not just more. Really good places.
And was one of the founders of barbecue.
Yep.
Started down in the West Bottoms selling ribs from the stockyards in the 1920s.
Yep.
And it's just progressed from there on out. We've come up with our own sauces, our own meat rubs, our own flavor of barbecue. Other places have done it too.
And it's world renowned.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everybody in the world
knows
Kansas City's the hub of barbecue.
Wherever I go out of Kansas City, no matter where it is, I'll say, where are you from? I'm from Kansas City. What do you think the first thing they all say?
Okay, they only say two things. So I would say the first thing is Toto.
Yeah, well, I hear that less these days. But yes, I used to.
I used to, too.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking back in the 80s.
Sorry, yeah, okay.
I'm old.
Yeah.
If you say Kansas City, I don't know, it depends.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's Toto and barbecue.
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 Every time.
Right there.
Every time.
I mean, right there.
Every time.
Barbecue. Where, it doesn't matter where you go.
No.
I can be in London. I can be
different languages. Doesn't matter.
Barbecue.
We have some friends that have come on from Palestine. They even heard about Kansas City barbecue in Palestine.
Wow. Really?
Now that's something.
Yes.
that is really something.
Well, but today, so if you're looking to go tailgate during this football season or just any time, you know, where there's a good game on, you have Thursday night football, you have Monday night football,
right.
You have the weekend football, you have college football, which is huge.
I mean, I want to go by, pick up my stuff to tailgate.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's the easiest thing to do, right?
Because I'm not trying. I know you're a chef, but
yes.
If I'm tailgating, I want to relax.
Yeah.
And I want to have good food.
Right.
The only way to do that is to get some carry out.
Yes, and we're and if you're going to go get some great the barbecue is the only place to go if you're going to go to tailgate, in my opinion, unless you're going to get a grill out there and grill some hot dogs and hamburgers.
But then you're not relaxing, like he said.
Right. Well, he plays games.
Yeah. We got
we'll
lots of games.
We'll get into those.
Yeah, okay.
We'll get into those. But joining us in the studio.
I'm so excited.
We have Luke's Barbecue and General Store. And in the studio, we have Casey Luke, owner and founder, and his beautiful fiance.
Yes.
All right. Oh, it's official now. That's like putting it on Facebook.
Was I not supposed to say that?
No, I put it on Facebook.
Oh, well, that's official if it's on Facebook. Then you're good.
I can't.
You're Facebook official.
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's set in stone right now if it's on Facebook.
It's going to last forever, guys.
You hear this?
And it's Crystal?
Yes, yes.
So,
you hear that,
Yeah, I hear that. What is that now?
That is butcher wrap.
I know what the paper is.
Old school because it's pork baby back ribs.
All right. Now, you can have all kinds of different foods when you go tailgating. And I called Casey Luke earlier this week, and I said, do you guys do carry out for tailgating? If I got 10 people and I want them to come up and start getting some food and bring it to the tailgating parties, you said, absolutely we do.
Yeah, that's what we do is to go barbecue right now. We that's how we started in November 19, right before the
Drew get
hit.
Out of the food.
No way. Oh. Do you smell it through the radio waves?
So yeah, that's what we specialize in, catering to goes. But if you want to come and eat for you and your wife or two, you can do that. We can do that as well. But
let me just say, these ribs, first of all, smell amazing, but you've sliced them.
We did that just for you. I normally don't do that because you can just pull the bones right out.
Okay.
Now,
but the wrap here, the wrapping that's
yes,
it's very nice. It's
yes,
not going to leak in your car.
No.
This is what you do.
That's what
this
we
is
do.
This is nice.
So Miss Bailey, who's working right now,
wow,
thank you, Bailey. She wrapped those up for you. And,
yeah.
And that's how we do it.
Oh, the bone did just fall off. Look at that.
Now,
it's beautiful. Here we go.
Now, let me ask you. So your location where you are now.
Wow.
Is located at.
It's 506 Main Street. Grandview, Missouri. So we're downtown Main Street in Grandview, and that's where we've been since we started.
506 Main Street, Grandview, Missouri. It's lukesbarbecue.com, and it's spelled L-U-E-C-K-S, lukesbarbecue.com. Now, the food smells incredible because Drew.
And it's not.
Drew,
it's a dry rub.
You're co-hosting.
Everything,
so.
Everything's dry.
Oh, I'm co-hosting. I'm co-hosting.
So everything is a dry rub.
No, we do a dry rub. All our sauces on the side because we don't have anything to hide.
You know, which is the best way to eat barbecue,
so
in my opinion, is sauce-free. But some people like to
there's
cover
a lot of,
it
there's
in
a lot
different
of
kinds of
there's
sauce.
There's a lot of dippers.
But before we get into all of the food and what you guys do out there at Luke's Barbecue and General Store, tell me the story. Tell me how you got started in this business.
You know, I just got started. Literally, I was in the lumber business, in and out of it with the same company, did concrete with my brothers for 9 years.
Is the easiest job in the world,
sure.
Concrete.
Drew did that too.
Sure.
Super easy.
Yeah, it's good on your back.
Oh, yeah.
So, but you know, I always smoked meat and I probably blew through like six of those box, you know, like Home Depot,
yeah,
Lowe's,
sure,
smokers,
mm-hmm,
and burned them all out. I
right,
was just smoking all the time. And then I just kind of progressed and turned, hey, family events, we'll do a brisket, this and that. But I just think one day I got to that age and I was like, man, is this what you want to do forever? You know? And then I dove right into it and I pretended like I knew what I was doing and tried to listen to the right people and open this place up, and I had a lot of help, but my whole deal was is just put out good barbecue, man.
It's a tough business, and it's a competitive business, but in order for you to really achieve success, it all comes down to making your own rubs, using your own ingredients, and that's what you guys do.
We're 100%. Everything's homemade there, from all of our barbecue to our rubs, our sauces. When Mama Luke comes in and brings in her sweets, it's all made from scratch.
Mama Luke,
and you'll see it on some of the labels.
Is that who does your pecans?
I actually do those.
Oh,
so if right. you like those, so candied, like
these
Mama
are
Luke's
so candied pecans. These are candied pecans.
Candied pecans, and Bailey made those fresh today for you guys.
And that is part of the general store.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can come in there and get those candy pecans. He also, Drew, ate all of the beef jerky before the show started.
Wait, where'd it go?
But
I ate it.
But
so, yeah, beef jerky, smoked cheeses.
Smoked cheeses?
Yeah, you know, we just, you know, we take, I'm a cheese guy. I like cheese.
There you go.
So throwing it in the cold smoker, you know, running it through, and it's hard to do in the summertime. So I really been
very
short
hard.
On it. Right
yeah.
now,
because
we do everything
it melts,
outside.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's
so
in a smoker.
No, I get it.
And it's even the same thing with our sauce. Like we're old school, so we can everything in the house. So it could be you can hang meat in there when we go in there in the mornings, and once we kick the ovens up in the middle of the summer, it's like 98 degrees. So then add three pots. Cannon your
oh,
sauce.
Tell me about it.
This is a real barbecue joint.
No, tell me about it.
A real one.
I've worked in those. And when I was young, I worked in a barbecue restaurant, Gates.
Sure.
That was like 1841.
Okay, yeah. It was before Civil War. Yeah. But it was so hot in there that they would bring in, you know, bottles of like Gatorade or something to give to everybody because you had to keep hydrated.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it. They're like, do you not have an AC? I'm like, that thing's running full blast. I see the bill every month. but it's just hot.
You should feel what it's like without it on.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, so you, and by the way, if you're still doing the...
Man, there's more in the bag.
Man.
There's a lot more in
this
the bag.
There's
not,
more. It's a whole nother tray.
Hey, Drew, save some for me. Now, tell me about, so you opened this location. You're right downtown on Main Street in Grandview. You can go get some of this wonderful barbecue or anything at the general stores, right?
Sure.
Now, tell me how this has progressed. Because you opened at really
brisket.
A bad time, right?
Hang on one second. How you like that brisket?
Oh!
It's good.
Again, not covered up with sauce.
Right.
But the
but
meat
it would
is
fail in competition,
awesome.
But it would win at your dinner table.
This and is so good.
Now we can. Now we've had a lot of the American Royal people on, and
so
they're
tender,
serious too.
Now I compete in the competition along with my brothers. For the barbecue competition. But it's a
you total, guys always win best dressed, don't you?
We out of 600 people, I came in 23rd.
For best dressed?
No, just for sausage.
Oh, yeah, that's
hey,
right.
That's
no,
good.
It was really good. Yeah.
That's one thing I didn't bring you guys. We do a homemade sausage
We'll just have to make a trip out.
That's incredible to do the sausage the right way. I love the sausage.
I've never been a fan of the link sausage. So what we do is we get our ground pork, and we roll it, mold it, put our spices in it, put our rub on it. You know, and then we put it on the smoker, and then we slice it thin to throw on sandwiches.
You wrap it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. What do you mean? Like, wrap it?
Yeah, you put it in the...
No.
Oh.
That's link sausage. I'm just not a fan of it. No, it comes right off of there. And then we slice it thin, you know, and you can put it on a sandwich or you can eat it by itself. We do a mild and we do
a jalapeno.
That
sounds intriguing, doesn't it, Brian?
That's very different. That's very different.
I love that.
Than anything that I, that's very different. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to try that.
Uh-huh.
It's a, I have one customer that comes up and he's a great guy. And he drives, I think, 45 minutes and he'll call me up. He tries to call me early. And he'll come by about 4 pounds of it and 4 pounds of turkey. And, man, he's in love with it. And that's what's cool.
What are we eating here?
What I do.
Those are burn-ins.
Well, yeah.
Yes, so what that is, it's not the flap.
I've eaten food before.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't know.
No, they don't know.
Especially if you're from Nebraska, they don't have burn-ins up there.
And when you go to some of those places that pretend to have burn-ins, they're just cutting up the flat.
And that drives me nuts.
Oh, no kidding.
You know what I love about this? You can taste the meat again. You know what I mean?
It's
barbecue has lost the meat as part of the barbecue.
You know, we smoke with cherry wood, too, and I don't know a lot of people who do that around here. They could. I just don't know. But we smoke with all cherry, so it's good for our short smokes and our long smokes. But I love the hickory can have a overpowering numbingness.
Yeah. Can oak. Oak can take over.
Yeah. And I just think cherry, and I've tried them all, cherry was just like my go-to.
Pecan was okay.
It's a milder one.
It's a milder one, but I don't like the flavor in the barbecue as much as the cherry.
Now, turkey. They also have turkey.
Smoked turkey.
That's definitely your favorite.
A lady favorite.
Now, so the difference between a burnt end and a flat. So if you buy a full brisket, you've got the flat, and then you've got
your point.
And your point is, the point has more fat in it.
It's marbled,
which makes it tender
and a lot more flavor.
Right. I mean, the more fat, I'm sorry, but the more flat, the more flavor.
I know who's gonna, this is the new favorite for my wife.
What is
this?
The turkey.
Just the way that this meat is cooked, because it's not overpowered with the spices, with all the, it's like meat didn't matter anymore. It was all about the rest of it.
We're talking with Luke. Casey Luke from Luke's Barbecue and General Store. They're located right at 506 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri. You can go to Luke's Barbecue, L-U-E-C-K-S barbecue.com, or call them at 816-599-2020. If you want to pick up some tailgating, or you want to watch the Chiefs game this Sunday, or any of the other games that are coming up, and our home game's coming up, I think, on the 15th, So get out there and go anytime if you want any of these great items. Now, before, we're going to take a break here in a couple minutes, but lead me into this. You're getting a new location?
Yes. So I was actually raised in Belton. I'm a Belton guy. I looked at that location. There's just nothing available. And recently in the last year, the original Bank of Belton, we got it purchased.
Which is historic almost, isn't it?
Yeah, built in 1884.
Yeah.
Did Carrie Nation go there?
She probably did. And if you go down the street, there's a cool brewery, microbrewery, good friends of ours, Broken Hatchet.
There you go.
And that's what it's all about.
Brian, you knew her, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. He always makes fun of my age. Anyway, and you're only 10 years younger.
That's right.
So
yeah,
you're going to get there soon.
Right. Bring the fat jokes
but
here.
What happened then? So you found this bank. The bank was
it was a mess.
It was a mess.
It was.
You've taken on an enormous challenge.
You know, I first put out there, hey, we're going to be open in spring. That was a huge mistake. I've caught a lot of flack for it.
Optimism.
You know,
optimism.
I know.
It always happens.
But, you know, we had to build a whole internal structure. And So it was a lot, you know. It's an old building. But it's got three original vaults in it, and it's got so much character. And when I walked into it, I was like, wow. And nobody else is doing that, you know. So, man, we got the internal structure done. We're about all framed in. We're about to stack everybody in there and get everything else done. And we're going to have a bar upstairs, bar downstairs, outdoor patio. One of the vaults is going to be our general store.
Wow.
And it's just going to be, I just want it to be a cool atmosphere where you can get a beer and you can have barbecue. And it's on a downtown Main Street, which that's where I want to be. That's where I am now.
Have you thought about partnering with a brewery?
No.
You're just going to have a diverse set.
You know, I don't, you know, the space is very long and narrow. So.
Not to brew bear there, just to feature the local.
I would be completely up to it. Like Broken Hatchet, those guys make great beer. You know, they have very unique stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, I would be open to doing any, which I think that's cool to do anywhere. You know,
you're
a local, you bring in the local beers, you bring
do
in
some pop-ups.
What's better on a tailgate day?
Yeah.
Than beer and barbecue. There's nothing.
Chiefs win. I mean, other than that.
There's nothing. Right? It doesn't matter if they do or not.
Yeah, by the time.
Because once you've had your beer and barbecue.
You still had a good time.
You still had a really good
time. And you're looking forward to next Sunday.
Yes. Now, I used to smoke a lot of meats all the time, and I did that. I did exactly what you did. I went through three of those little smokers I got at Home Depot. They work well for a while.
They do, but then when you get a new one, it's almost like you have to learn it all over
again. Yes, yes. But I did everything from, like, meatloafs to sausage to, I mean, I did all kinds
bologna,
of stuff.
Bologna, have you ever done that?
I did, I've never done bologna, but we're going to get back into that, and we're talking with Luke's Barbecue and General Store. We will be right back on the KC Food Show.
Nice. We are back with the Love KC Food Show. I am so excited about our new find. Where to go, Brian, to find
You know what? You just got to start looking, and you can find some really good hidden treasures here in Kansas City. When you're looking for some awesome food that you can go out and eat, you can go get it to go, you can go get it to tailgate. We're talking with Luke's Barbecue and General Store. Casey Luke and his beautiful fiance, Crystal. So, Crystal, tell me, how do you like this business?
I'm an accounting manager, and so this is a...
No, you can, you can use that one.
Oh, okay, okay, sorry.
So it's completely different for me. So I only... So I have not one, but two jobs, so...
Two jobs?
Yes.
Two
yeah,
jobs.
She's definitely a full-time accounting manager. she's pretty well for herself, and I'm over here slinging barbecue, asking her to work on the weekends, you know. So she does quite a bit, you know.
The restaurant business is tough, and now your new location is located right down on Main Street in Belton.
Sure.
So if I was driving out to Belton and I'm looking, the water tower's up there, right?
Yeah, so that's on 58. So
I go before that.
Sure, if you get off on that exit, or you can get off on the exit before, and basically you follow it straight into old downtown Main Street. And, you know, what they've done down there, the business owners, the chamber has done a lot to help us out for sure. You know, it's becoming a destination. You know, they have their car shows down there. Last year they did this huge Christmas display that went on all month long, and it brought so many people down there. Tate Stevens was down there a couple weeks ago we went mm-hmm. to, and I've never seen so many people down there. So there's a lot more foot traffic. You know, there's, like I said, the Broken Hatchet Brewery, and there's really cool antique shops. And so when we get there, you know, they'll have their car shows, and you know, I think it's just going to be a cool destination for people to actually go and go from place to place, you know, and that's neat.
And you need a good barbecue place to anchor a destination. You have to have it.
Especially in Kansas.
You have to have it.
You have to have it.
They're so lucky to have you.
In a bank. Yeah. That was built in 1884.
I mean, you couldn't be more of a stereotype in a wonderful way. I mean, it's perfect.
Now, I have been to most states in the United States, and I have had good barbecue in Texas. I have to say that. I've had good barbecue in Texas. I've had good barbecue in Minneapolis.
Allegedly.
The best barbecue is definitely Kansas City, but I've had some really, really bad barbecue.
Bad barbecue's everywhere, though.
Everywhere.
That sounds like a bumper sticker. Bad barbecue is everywhere.
Only because they're not... They just offer it on their menu.
Right.
And, but they're not...
So they're like barbecue and sushi kind of place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have barbecue and sushi.
So you're saying you don't have sushi?
I do not. I okay. do not sell right. sushi.
Just to be clear.
We do have salmon, though.
We do smoke salmon.
Now,
we're doing that
I saw that on the website. That's only available...
So we used to do it every other... We used to do it every other... every Thursday... To be completely honest, with this new building going on, everything's been crazy, but so many people have been asking for it, so yeah, we're doing it tomorrow, and it's a pre-order thing, so you call in on Wednesday, get that order in before noonish, we do our brine on it, we smoke it Thursday, you pick it up at 5 o'clock, it's ready to go.
And they would call the 816-599-2020?
Yeah. Yep.
But you can't do it this week because your pre-orders are done.
Correct.
For the week, because you have to know how much to give and what. And so
sure.
That is a smoked salmon?
Smoked salmon.
Corned beef. We're going to have corned beef here in a couple weeks.
Yeah. We.
Whoa.
Smoked corned beef is like one of my favorites.
Yeah. Well, there's an abandoned meat.
And when you can get a corned
beef. People aren't doing that.
I know. And when you
I
can
love
get,
this.
You can get a full corned beef brisket. And if you get there early enough... Or call ahead, you can get those burn-in corned beef.
You're cooking the whole thing?
Yeah, and so
do you
many,
brine it?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, there's a Kansas City favorite, if you know what that is.
I do know what it is.
Okay, and you know what? You can't beat the best.
So I know.
I smoke that.
Okay.
Wow.
And
there's some barbecue code that just happened.
Yes.
I don't even know what you guys just said to each other.
No, okay.
You can say, I mean.
Drew, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be.
Are you going to give me the secret code?
Off air.
Oh!
We're going to be joined with Casey Luke from Luke's Barbecue and General Store, and we will be right back.
And we're back with Luke's Barbecue and General Store. You got to go check them out right now. They're at 506 Main Street in Grandview. But pretty soon, what's the address of the new place? It's in Belton.
324 Main.
324 Main in Belton. Luke'sBarbecue.com. That's LUECKS barbecue.com. It's like Lux Barbecue with an E.
Yeah, I've dealt with that my whole life. But hey, that's
I love it.
Name.
Hey, you know what? Make him do it.
Yeah, you know, I
it's
don't
your
mind
name.
Explaining it every day. It's okay.
Gives him.
He
you
puts
know,
the E in luck.
Gives him. Hey,
it's for everyone.
That's a good. That's good. You should use that as a tagline.
I'm sure he's heard about 1,000 of those.
Oh,
mine's. My, our
he's
line
beat up people that have made that joke.
Is come get some barbecue.
Nice.
We got it on the back of our shirts, and it's true. Just come get some barbecue, man.
You know, it just...
Casey Luke and it's just what?
Yeah, I was just going to say, this is reminding me the flavors and the way you're doing it. This is old school barbecue. This is what made Kansas City great, this style.
Yeah, and if you
and like, I like it.
If I appreciate that. And if
on
you
your
hang
website,
out,
you said this comes from generations.
You know, our some of our recipes do, and it's, you know, watching my dad smoke meat and grandma and my mom,
right?
And it's just everybody. You know, when I did this, everybody was just on board. You know, and it was just such a cool thing. You know, for
not only camaraderie, but for the food and the flavor.
You know, and everything, and people just coming in, and man, we made so many friends. Oh, you know, and just
I bet
it's awesome. Just you know,
do you live there, basically?
You know, to be completely honest,
yeah.
And now it's okay to say because yeah. I don't. But when I started Luke's Barbecue, I yeah. lived there for a year and a half by myself.
Oh, like
no, I literally
like the city wouldn't be happy.
I literally slept there.
That's what it takes.
Yeah, that's what you have.
That's
to.
What it takes. Which is why Brian and I have done this show.
Yeah,
coming out of COVID, we were like, we got to help the restaurant community.
I was 15 hours in. And then I looked at my watch and I go, oh no, I got to be back in 6 hours. Might as well just sleep here.
I literally lived there. I had a
couch,
room and
TV,
a couch,
everything.
TV.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And I checked the meat. And
I mean, you paid your dues.
I hope so.
Yeah.
That's what I keep trying to tell her.
Now, Luke, Crystal.
This is a food show, not a relationship show.
Tell us about any specials that you have. So,
I do specials every day. So if you get on, if you friend us on Facebook, that's kind of my platform. That's just kind of how I started. I do videos every now and then. But I put a special out. We put a special out every day. So we do a lunch special from 11 to 2 o'clock. And then we do an all-day special. Chiefs games come up. We do Chiefs specials. All the holidays, I throw out specials. So there's always a special going on. And take advantage of it because we don't do the, like, $2 off. Like, we're taking, like, 10.
This 15, is a real special.
Right. We're yeah. taking 10, $15 off,
right.
off of, you know.
Arguably, those are free.
Whatever you know, the special is,
yeah.
it's a significant special.
Yeah, he's
so
not making a lot.
How do I know about the specials? How would I know?
Like I said, you get onto Facebook.
I find them on the website?
Facebook.
I don't.
You've
have
got
Facebook.
Well, that well,
you
see,
don't have to participate
in the 90s,
in Facebook to be on Facebook.
That's
if
right.
If you just make an account, you don't have to be. You know,
I don't
want to
make an account.
Now, for businesses, you can go on Facebook. You can search your name, and you can connect to Facebook without joining Facebook
and
for
then,
businesses.
And you could do that every day and see my specials.
Yeah.
Oh.
You could do it. You get on a web browser, okay, for those that don't have Facebook.
I'm not a fan of
I know.
Facebook.
That's fine. But for those that don't, I'm sure there's more. There's at least two or three more of you. And and for those that are out there, I would say you can Google Luke's Barbecue, which is Luck with an E, LUECKS, Luke'sBarbecue.com. And is your link on there?
Sure, yeah.
So you could link right there, and you wouldn't have to join Facebook to see his specials. You could just look.
But I did see your salmon special on your website and stuff.
Sure, so that's on there. But like I said, we change things up every day.
So check Facebook.
Yeah, check Facebook.
Okay.
We're doing different specials every day. You know,
call
sometimes
in.
We
people just call in too.
Oh, there you go,
816-299-2020.
Say it again.
816-299-2020.
That's 599 here.
It's 816. Oh, 599-2020. So it's easier for me to call.
Call. You should call.
We always, you know, we say call ahead. You know, we sell
I love
out.
That. You're old school.
We sell out.
I love it.
Somebody will call at 6 o'clock and be like, hey, man, we want some burn-ins. And I'm like, I'd love to give them to you, but
yeah.
I'm out. But if you would have called me at 9 this morning, I would have held them back for you.
So let me ask you, how long in advance do I need to call for a catering order if I wanted to get a catering order?
Day before?
It depends on how big it is. But, yeah, typically the day before.
Day before.
If you're talking 100, 200 people, you know, give me a couple weeks, please. But
right. But
yeah.
If I'm talking 10, 15 people.
Sure, just give me the day before and we'll get you taken care of.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that.
We also have, I don't know if I mentioned it to you guys, but we have the 15% off Menu-Fi orders. We're on Menu-Fi now.
You're familiar with Menu-Fi.
I am.
So they're giving 15% off on these if you bring a card in.
Okay.
And if you'd like to go to kcfoodshow.com.
kcfoodshow.com.
That's kcfoodshow.com. Just put your request in, and we'll get you a card, and you can save 15% on this. Now, that's not good for catering, is it?
It's good for anything you order off of MenuFi. So basically, you scan it when you're online, and you get 15% off.
But they have to have this card.
Yeah, you have to have the card to do it.
And we're giving them out.
We're giving them out.
KCFoodShow.com.
Yeah, we're giving out those 15% discount cards. Go to KCFoodShow.com. Just put your request in there. It's right there on the bottom of the homepage, and we'll get those cards to you.
I got a weird request.
Yes.
What if somebody wants to support your business financially in the expansion?
Call me.
What could they do?
Or are you talking to him? Oh, you're
just
talking
write
to
out the check to Casey Luke, L-U-E-C-K.
Okay, Casey Luke. And you'll give them a T-shirt or a slab of ribs?
Oh, they can definitely get all of our apparel and barbecue.
Yeah, so write them. Let's support. Let's see this. Let's support them. Give them $1,000, overpay for some food, and let's get some more wonderful KC barbecue in Kansas City.
Let me ask you, Casey, what is the oddest thing, the most unique
Brian,
thing that you've smoked in that smoker?
Ooh. Well, I don't know.
Food.
Do we want to know the answer to this question?
No, because we were talking off air, and I've done everything from meatloaf. I've done crab.
Ooh.
You know, I've done shell-in crab smoked on the smoker.
How did that turn out?
It was awful. It was terrible.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
there's a reason why they're not doing it.
But yeah. I just, you have to try stuff
I love that.
You've mentioned meatloaf. I like meatloaf, but I was always like, I don't think it'll be good smoked. And then we did it, and I was like, man, that's really good.
It is good.
And then...
well, it makes sense.
One thing I did was I got a whole hunk of bologna, so it was like a foot long.
Bologna.
Yeah. Because talking old school...
Oh, yeah.
You remember...
Yeah.
The
tomato.
Big,
Wonder Bread.
Yeah. Oh, the Wonder Bread, baby.
A bologna sandwich. So, smoking that, and it was awesome.
By the way, they didn't even say Wonder Bread. They just said bread.
Yeah.
Just everyone bread. Just had, give me some bread.
Well,
it was Wonder Bread.
Had to go get a Kleenex.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a
tissue.
We all had an odd request, too. I actually had to look this up, but a guy called me, or actually sent me a message, and he said, hey, could you smoke me some cream cheese? And I said...
Oh, interesting.
So I was thinking, I never even thought about that. Because we do cheeses, just not cream cheese.
Right.
Well, I start researching it, you don't cold smoke it.
No.
You literally smoke it
right
at your normal temperature and it doesn't melt. So you smoke that, and you take it off and you put some of our jelly on it or whoever's jelly on it.
Yeah. You have jelly.
Mama Luke makes
Mama Luke makes jelly and candied pecan. What else does Mama Luke make?
She does a lot. Like I said, she...
what's in that general store?
She does a lot. Right now, like I said, she had a little surgery done, so she's kind of recovering.
Beef jerky.
We got beef jerky. We have...
candied pecans.
We have a rub
do
that
you
we
do
sell.
Your own beef jerky?
Everything
you
we
smoke?
Do is, everything we do is homemade. I do not smoke our beef jerky.
By the way, the beans, again, you can actually taste the beans and the onion in there.
Can you taste all the meat that's in there?
Yes.
Too?
It has flavor again. It's not just a sauce mush.
So when you're creating these dishes, when you're creating your beans and all of that, do you go through a period of trial and error where Crystal is a taster and that was awful.
Yeah. Oh, and yes. I'm a pretty good critic. If it, even when we have get-togethers at the house and I'm doing something and I am asking everybody, I'm not asking them to tell me it tastes great. I want to know if it tastes bad,
Right.
And I take it, and so I know what to,
Right.
Well,
you have,
that whole thing.
You call it feedback.
Sure.
You've got to get feedback. You have to get feedback. It's a gift. Feedback's a gift. Now, you can decide to receive it or not, but thank you for the gift.
I tried cooking twice baked potatoes. It took me 30 times.
That's more than twice.
To get it right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we have potatoes.
30 different kinds of flavors.
Wow.
I love twice baked potatoes.
And I've come down with the best.
Really?
The best. The, after 30 times.
The best.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with Luke's Barbecue and General Store when we get back.
Welcome back to the Love KC Food Show. Drew and Brian here with a wonderful special guest, Luke's Barbecue and General Store, right now in Grandview, moving to the beautiful Belton, the Bank of Belton. And this has been a special show, I think, Brian.
Yeah, we have, and it's going to be a good kickoff to the season. So there's nothing better when you're tailgating or when you're having a big gathering over at your house than to go get some barbecue.
Oh.
That's the best.
The ribs are fantastic. The turkeys want female-friendly turkey, I'm going to say.
Well, you've got
for those female palates. That's good turkey there.
Turkey, smoked turkey is wonderful.
Wow.
Now, have you put the bologna on the menu?
No, I have not.
Well, I got to try it.
Well, you can come over anytime, and I'll smoke it for you. You know, there's
I just want to try it.
And then there's the it's good. It reminds you of the old school.
But you have to like bologna, right?
Sure.
People have lost a little bit of that.
Come on. But
I've drawn in a lot of people who...
There's some people who have never had bologna.
We don't like corned beef.
And they probably don't know what corned beef is.
Have you tried smoked corned beef?
Right.
And they love it.
Yeah.
So typically what you would do with a corned beef is you would boil it. After you brine it, then you put it in the brine. Usually I did it for like a week.
Yeah. 10 days. Or,
yeah, 10 days.
Yeah.
And then you'd pull it out of there, and then you'd boil it. But smoking it, never tried before. And it would be an incredible flavor, I would think. And
is that one of the
cherry
specials? You got to look for the special on Facebook.
It is a special, and it's something we just do. There's no time. We just kind of
keep checking with Facebook.
When I get enough phone calls about it, I'll call them back and I'll be like, "Hey,
I love that
this week." You know, but we have people that drive like 45 minutes to come pick it up. You know,
sure.
So why not? Kind of one of those things that, and I love it. I think it's great.
I love the flavor of that. You could also do something like that, and you could actually smoke and make a pastrami.
That's an excellent
pastrami if you smoked it the right. Mm.
You know, one of the thing is right now, you know, here it was more made to be to go. So we don't do fries. You know, we didn't do sandwiches for a long time. It was meats by the pound. Now we do sandwiches, but. Obviously, in the restaurant, you can't get away with not doing fries.
Right.
So we'll
Gates really set that tone. Really was.
You know, we'll have our fries. We're gonna have new stuff on the menu. And I kind of want to keep some of it a surprise. But
I wouldn't give away any secrets.
I'm
right
so
now.
Excited. It's gonna be a great place.
And the new location is opening. And I don't want to put you on the spot, but sometime
in the winter. I really want to be open before the Christmas season.
Really? That close?
I really would love to be open for that, and we're shooting for it. But, you can't make any promises.
But celebrate Valentine's Day with Luke's Barbecue and General Store.
There we go.
I love Christmas, though. That sounds fantastic. Well, what else do you have in the gift store, by the way?
So, you know, like I said, right now we have our sauces. So our hot mild, our swag sauce is...
Okay, tell me about the sauces real fast. Don't mean to interrupt because we don't have that long, but there's totally different kind of sauces, right?
So our hot and our mild, you know, it's different when you do it for the public and you're doing it at home. So I didn't want to make my hot like crazy hot, but it's got a good kick to it. Our mild is definitely mild.
Is it a molasses base?
Very little molasses.
Tomato.
And very little vinegar.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not a huge vinegar
No,
guy.
It's...
You
it's
know what a, this guy does?
It's Casey Masterpiece old school is what it is.
Yeah,
but I mean,
not.
It's your sauce.
Yeah, it's different.
But it's toward that idea, which hasn't been in Kansas City for a while.
Drew puts red wine in his barbecue sauce.
I've tried it.
It's
That's
so
not
good.
A bad idea.
It's so good. So good, though.
Yes. No,
I don't know if you're going to be bottling that. That's an it's a home sauce.
Well, that's, you know, to be completely honest, we have our swag sauce as our third sauce.
Yeah.
And it's got
The premium ingredients.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we just can it to sell. But yeah, literally, you can put that stuff on cereal. It's so good. It's good.
Right. You wouldn't want to just say, hey, have as much as you want of the swag sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
here's $38.
Yeah. You know, but take that home. And even if you're grilling chicken out back, you know, throw it on your food. It's awesome.
Well, and what I think what people are learning is they don't need to cover it in the sauce.
Can we go down and pick up these sauces at the general store?
Absolutely. You can come down and pick them up. We can those. Like I said, our jerky, smoked cheeses,
candy pecans,
beef jerky.
I had a text that asked if they could, if they're out of town, can they get it shipped to them?
We don't do the shipping a whole lot.
Not yet.
You know, I shipped to a family member in Arizona, and that got expensive.
Yeah, it is. You got to be ready for that.
You know, but we haven't dipped into that yet, but, you know, we're open to everything.
Okay, now, what's your theory on barbecue temperature when you're eating it? Because this last question, because there's kind of a move toward hot barbecue meats, and I really wasn't, when we were, it wasn't hot. You weren't eating hot. You know what I'm saying? And now you see that people are heating it up again to serve it out there, and that's different. That's a new way to do it. How do you guys do it?
Oh, my opinion is it's however you like it. So we actually do a pan to warm. So if, say, holidays on a Monday,
yeah,
you know, you can pick it up 2 days before, and we have a warming rule. So,
yep.
So, yeah. So when you heat it up, it's not going to dry out on you.
I'm telling you, Luke's knows.
I like it better when it's just room temperature.
You know, some people come in all the time and they're like, you know, I eat it cold. I don't.
Right.
I don't, you
yeah.
Know.
Right. And good meat you can. But
it's
I think
all about the meat.
I think we're covering up low quality with heat. That's my theory.
It could be. Not me.
No, I know. I know.
We want to thank Casey Luke from Luke's Barbecue and General Store for coming in and joining us today. You can go down and pick up any of these great smoked meats at 506 Main Street in Grandview, Missouri, 64030, or go to lukesbarbecue.com, LUECKSBarbecue.com, or call them. 816-599-2020. I want to thank both Crystal and Casey for coming in. Thanks to our
sponsors.
A lot of our sponsors. We've got the Sharper Edge. If you're looking for concrete siding, instead of getting all those bricks in on your around your garden beds or any of that,
like edging, yeah,
it's all one continuous piece.
I love that. It won't break.
Yeah,
you don't have to
break.
Forget the maintenance.
No weeds in between it. It's
love it.
Wonderful. So go to thesharperedge.net
and we're going to be back next week at the Love KC Food Show. What are we talking about? National
Chicken Month is September. So we've got National Chicken Month. So, and you're a chicken guy.
I am.
We'll be back in 167 hours.